Luke, you've been through this before, obviously. What do you take out of this year? What's your mindset right now after the year that you had?
Yeah, it was a different year, and I'm looking to come into development camp and show the strides that I did make. Obviously, it was a shorter season for me, but I feel I made big strides in my game just from watching a lot and implementing things I took from watching into my own game. So for me, it's to show that I'm improving every year, and yeah, I just want to show that out there.
It was like, I mean, tough way to end Penticton there last year with the hit. I mean, and then to be knocked out. I mean, how tough was that? You get do all the summer training, you're ready to go, and then you have to wait a couple months.
Definitely, that was definitely a tough break, but it happens in hockey. Injuries happen. I talked to a lot of the guys. They've had similar injuries too, so they helped me through it. And but your next focus has to be the rehab and developing. Like the year still goes on, and I was looking forward to getting back in the lineup later in the year and making big strides in my game. That was the biggest thing. It's all a mindset, and you can't let that get to you.
You talked a lot the last couple of years about working on the defensive part of your game. I mean, how do you feel that happened when you came back last year?
Yeah, I feel my reads were a lot better. I watched a lot of hockey. I watched a lot of Jets games, especially the early in my rehab where I wasn't on the ice or wasn't really able to work out my upper body, so I did have a lot of free time. But yeah, I think the biggest thing would be my defensive reads. I have always had a pretty good stick and good feet, so it's just reading that play, and I feel that I improved a lot at that.
What are you most looking forward to? I mean, pro career is going to be starting around the corner here. I mean, what's it like to, I mean, 2 years ago we were talking about being drafted. Now you're 2 years along that path and ready to go with what you were planning on doing.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a process, and I feel it's going pretty smoothly right now. Every year you're just a little bit of a cliche, but you're looking to build and get better, to get stronger, and I feel I've done that every year, and to be at this point where I am now, I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied, and there's a ton of work to be done if I want to play pro and contribute.
So what's the focal point then for this week and then moving into summer, and obviously as everybody gets closer to their respective training camps?
Yeah, for me, just focusing on my strengths. So it'd be my feet and my skating ability. That's how I'll make an impact at the next level is through that. And that's my focus in the summer is to keep improving on that, and so I can make an impact once season starts.
I mean, it's always important to work on your weaknesses, but you also got to focus on the strengths too, right? That's what got you here.
Exactly. I'm not focusing on my weaknesses. Obviously, those are always in your head. You're always working on that, but every guy who's drafted or who's in this room, they have their own strength and what brought them here. So that's something you can't just forget about and keep at that one level. You have to keep improving that because that's what makes you different, and that's what'll make you the player you are and get you to the next level.
How much are you seeing the defensive position change just in terms of jumping in the play and creating that third layer of offense offensively as opposed to just maybe sitting back being more stay at home?
Definitely the position's changed, and you don't have to be a huge guy just boxing out and blocking shots. In the game today, it's so fast, and you need four guys up the ice. You need your defense contributing, and it helps guys like me or any other offensively kind of gifted defenseman in the room to make that next step. So the game, yeah, definitely it's evolving, and you can't play if you can't play both sides of the ice.
It's like too to see the evolution of this defense group. I mean, you look around, there's a lot of tall trees out there, but there's a lot of offensive guys too.
You look at me versus Stan, I'd say would be a comparison, but we both are getting it done and both at kind of the same spot. You'd look at Sammy, who had such a great year last year in the A. Like, he's not the biggest guy, and he's contributing offensively and at both ends of the ice. So it doesn't really matter your size. It's definitely how you play both sides of the puck.